A quarter of Australian teenagers with type 1 diabetes are also struggling with depression and anxiety. A study published today finds that the condition, which is treated with injections, is placing a significant psychological burden on children, as Bridget Brennan reports.
It's not easy being a teenager at the best of times, but as a diabetic, 17-year-old Melbourne girl Freya Wickenden has felt some extra pressure.
I've been diagnosed with anxiety. It definitely gets you down. If my bloods are out of control, I find it really hard to control the panic that I'm feeling. So when I'm scared, it's times by 10, or when I'm worried, it's times by 10. It's not just I'm worrying about this little thing, it becomes a massive thing.
Freya Wickenden is not alone. Researchers interviewed almost 800 diabetic children and teenagers around the country aged between the ages of 10 and 19. One in four is suffering from a mental illness. In some cases, they have severe symptoms of anxiety and depression. Director of the Australian Centre for Behavioural Research in Diabetes, Professor Jane Spate.
And they're quite consistent with what you would find in the general population of teenagers. But we asked some other questions that were specifically about diabetes-related distress. And we found that to be quite high. So it's possible that their general mental health is influenced by their diabetes-related distress. And they are distressed about living with this condition.
There's 10,500 young people with diabetes in Australia, and the majority have type 1, which requires insulin injections several times a day. This is the first Australian survey of its kind looking at how they're coping mentally. Greg Johnson is the Chief Executive of Diabetes Australia.
They need mental health support. They often get lost in the transition from being a child to an adult, and they fall out of the care system. They lose contact with doctors and nurses and health professionals, and this can be a really, really serious problem.
And Professor Jane Spate is worried that while there's medical support for children with diabetes, there could be gaps in psychological care.
In terms of provision of insulin and insulin pens and also insulin pumps for young people, if they're under the age of 18, that's all subsidised. But in terms of their mental health, we know that the provision of psychological care isn't what it could be, and we would like to see more done to address that.
Freya Wickenden says managing her diabetes goes hand in hand with calming her anxiety.
I find that if I have a day where I haven't got control of my diabetes, even if my diabetes are in control, but I haven't tested as regularly and I'm not as sure about my diabetes, I find I am more anxious purely for the fact that I'm worried that I'm going to be low or going to be, like, my blood sugar levels are going to be out of control.
That's diabetic teenager Freya Wickenden ending Bridget Brennan's report.